What have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of God Most High? Well, he certainly knew who Jesus was. The disciples didn't, but the devils did. The disciples said, what manner of man? The devil says, this is the Son of God Most High. That's who he is. The devils knew exactly who he was, who knew where he was, knew what he was doing, and they could read the signs of the times. I beseech thee, torment me not. Now in Matthew, it says, behold, they cried out saying, what have we to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of God? Art thou come to torment us before the time? Now, which did he say? Torment us not or before the time? He said both. You see, when you read this event in about seven verses, it tells about something that took place over a period of an hour, hour and a half. And a whole lot was said. It's a summation of what was said. And I don't doubt that both phrases were said at different times. In other words, at one point, the devil says, torment us not before our time. And in another point, he says, torment us not. Don't torment us. Please don't torment us. And so there was a lot said. And so the two different writers quote a different part of the conversation, or one of them condenses the conversation. But it's interesting that the devils knew that their time of torment was coming. They knew there was an appointed time when they would be eternally damned. And they knew that Jesus was the one to do it. But they knew it wasn't time yet. They knew that it was not yet time for them to be damned. But they knew their day was coming. And they were questioning his right, authority, to do it prematurely. Don't torment us before the time comes. You see, the devils are not in hell right now. The demons, the devils, are roaming around the earth, just like Satan is, seeking whom he may devour. And devils still want to possess bodies. Why do they want to possess bodies? Because at one time they had bodies. Bodies that could indulge. Bodies that could smell lilacs, gardenias, and roses. Bodies that could eat foods. Bodies that could be touched and feel the caress of a hand. Bodies that could feel the wind passing across them. Bodies that could have sexual arousal. At one time, these devils had such bodies. And their bodies have been destroyed upon their sin and the early destruction of their paradise. Now they're bodiless spirits. And they seek to inhabit bodies of flesh, so that they can have sensations once again. Now, they prefer the bodies of humans, but they will settle for the body of an animal, a pig, a dog, a cat, a possum, or a snake, if they can't get a human. They just want to live in some kind of a body so they can have contact with the physical world. Now, they especially prefer humans because in human bodies, they can express their personalities. They can be mean. They can be vulgar. They can be violent and crude. They can commit murder, adultery, fornication. They can experience all kinds of pleasures. And so they like to possess human bodies, and they pick bodies that are going in the direction that they want to go. They don't just randomly select a body. They select one that will fulfill their lust. The devil doesn't want to live in a body that's praising God all the time. The devil doesn't want to live in a body that's exercising self-restraint, that's disciplined. That's no fun. The devil wants to live in a body without discipline, without self-restraint, that lives for indulgence. And so they seek out that body to possess it.